Top of the hour here. This is WMUC College Park Digital. Hello world, this is BitMass coming at you from the A side today, and we've got a great show planned for you today. I am here with my host, co-host EP Jade. Say hi, Jade.
Hey guys, how you doing? EP Jade on the mic. How you doing, BitMass?
I'm doing wonderfully, Jade. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. But what would really make my day is if we could listen to some Donkey Kong music from the Super Nintendo for a good solid 9 minutes.
That is a great segue, Mr. Jade. Yes, folks, today we are celebrating the release of Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, shamelessly using this as a segue to talk about the fantastic tracks that are a part of the Donkey Kong Country series. It was primarily composed by David Wise, who totally revolutionized the sound fonts on the SNES. So here is Sicker Brush Symphony coming up for you first here on WMUC. Thank you. And we're back. That was the wonderful, wonderful tracks from David Wise. That is the Donkey Kong Country series. First, the first on that track list was Sticker Brush Symphony. Second was Aquatic Ambiance. And third was In a Snowbound Land. Can't recommend the Donkey Kong Country series enough to hear. I've actually been watching my friend Jade play it at his house on a modified Wii. We cannot condone piracy here at WMUC, so we have to say that we legally own the rights to all of those games. But great series, cannot recommend it enough. And next up, we are playing the wonderful tracks from JRPGs and KRPGs from the 2000s era. So JRPGs stand for Japanese role-playing games. These are games like Final Fantasy, I believe we have a Talesweaver track, which is from Korea, Dragon Quest, games that sort of revolve around you playing a character and basically, fighting monsters sort of in a traditional kind of like role-playing style setting where you can either fight or defend. Great, great games. So we are actually celebrating the release of Final Fantasy Tactics for the Game Boy Advance. And Final Fantasy, of course, has one of the greatest game composers of all time, Nobuo Uematsu. Jade, did you know that in 1986, when Square was originally projected to go out of business, Uematsu wanted to compose a soundtrack that was bittersweet and reflective of the end of the company's legacy in game development? However, when that game was released to major critical acclaim, Uematsu sort of continued to use that wistful, bittersweet sound and hopeful tone in over 30 other Final Fantasy titles and completely changed the game for how RPGs were made.
I did not know that. Was that when Square officially joined with Enix to create the Square Enix that we now know today?
That it was, and we are listening to it right now. This is Nobuo Uematsu. This is your story from Final Fantasy X. Alrighty, folks. That was, excuse me one sec. That was, this is your story from Final Fantasy X. Second Weaver from Tales Run. And finally, we have the Kingdom Hearts menu theme. Thank you so much for listening to me, Bitmask, on the A-side. We've got a fantastic B-side coming up for you here. Jade, what have you got planned for us?
We've got some Mega Man from the Super Nintendo, Super Famicom coming up, and some Initial D coming up on the end of the B-side. So viewer discretion is advised for driving on the road.
Absolutely. Make sure to not get that lead foot. We will be right back after the break. Thank you so much. This is WMUC Digital.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
All right, folks, welcome back. I am your co-host, EP Jade, coming at you with the B-side. We're going to start off with some Mega Man on the Super Nintendo, Mega Man X2, Mega Man and Bass, and Mega Man 7, personal favorite of mine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. That was Wire Spun Stage from Mega Man X 2, Undersea Base from Mega Man and Base, and Wily Stage 3 from Mega Man 7. Interesting note about Mega Man and Base for its release date. Bitmask, you want to take a guess on what year this game came out?
Man, I'm not really sure. I think maybe mid-90s, I want to say, 1995, 1996.
Mid-90s, okay. So for context, the Super Nintendo came out in 91.
Sure.
PlayStation came out in 94.
Right.
Really started to become popular in 95.
Yeah.
This game came out 1998.
Wow.
It was 4 years basically into the PlayStation, which at that point had tons of third-party support.
It's crazy. That's like moving into the era of PC gaming, like with Half-Life coming out in 98.
Basically, yeah. And as a lot of you guys know that are hardcore gamers, it's pretty commonplace for new games to come out on old hardware. We saw that a lot with the PS4 when the PS5 was coming out. But it was quite uncommon for old hardware back in the day, just due to the dramatic evolution of technological advancement. And so a lot of these games that came out for old hardware really pushed the technical limitations to their full capacity. And on that note of pushing the limit, we're going to end this week's episode with some Eurobeat from Initial D's arcade line of games. Like I said, a little bit questionable to play if y'all are on the road, but we're going to roll with it. Initial D Arcade Stage 6, 7, and 8 Infinity. Stay
roll
tuned, guys.
It. I get that, EP Jade. Nice pun. Nice pun. Stay tuned.
Injection of love, sin for your love. I am losing control, cause I'm pain. us what it goes wrong, but I wanna live my life all again. Doctor, can't you see I'm dying? But I wanna stand up just for your love.
right, folks. Hopefully nobody got into a car accident if you were listening to that on the road. I was your co-host, EP Jade, for Side B.
And this is Bitmask on the A side. Thank you guys so much for listening to Hello World this week. We will be right back here, not next week. Unfortunately, Jade and I have some plans, but we will be right back the week after. I believe that is the 27th.
27th, if I'm not mistaken, correct.
Beautiful. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day, folks. We hope you are having a great day here at WMUC Dig, and have a good one. Take care, guys.
Stay safe out there, guys.
To the choir so heartfelt, all singing. cops come.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sharon from the Ravenettes. You're listening to WMUC-FM.